Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, host of the Herb Podcast. Welcome to our show and episode number 495, sweat dripping off her forehead. That's a lot of talking over time. I'm so excited as we close in on 500, as we share the truth, the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, her beauty, really redefining it with one of my absolute besties. So this is going to be an amazing show. I couldn't wait to do it. Before we begin, please know that this episode is sponsored by Solaray Vitamins, S-O-L-A-R-A-Y. These are vitamins, minerals, and herbs rooted in nature. And they've got a special gift for women, the new award-winning Her Life Stages products, providing support all the way from the menstrual years, including PMS, ouch, through perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause. It's great on the other side, I'm here to tell you. So this is an integrative, holistic approach to having a woman's back throughout her entire life journey. To learn more about Her Life Stages, run on over to your local health food store, go to Amazon, you go to Whole Foods, Sprouts, or even check it out at solaray.com. And if you go to the website, use that promo code HER20 for 20% off your purchase. All right, here's your first reminder to click on iTunes to rate and review today's show, because our entire Her Podcast team just sits around waiting for your feedback. We love it. All right, it's time for Her.
Her. The podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind.
Her body.
Her life.
It's all about her.
Speaking of loving it, raise your hand if you want to hear about beauty. See, I told you, you know, it's all about that. Now you've got your little ears plastered to, you know, your earphones. All right. Now, what are we going to be talking about here? Well. Years ago, when I began so much of my multimedia work, there was this extraordinary individual who entered my life. His name is Tim Quinn. And ever since that first time we got together for, it must have been one of these big shows we did on stage at large venues where we're talking about women's health, etc., it was always Tim and his team who showed up. Now, who is Tim? Tim Quinn is a seasoned beauty executive, the co-founder of Halo 42 Skincare. You're going to be hearing more about that in a minute. A luxury skincare brand built around the healing properties of, say it,
Copaiba.
Yes, it's Copaiba from Brazil. Now, you're going to hear more about Copaiba. I looked it up and, oh my gosh, did I learn? Yes, I did. So much. Before launching Halo 42, hold on now, here we go. Tim was the vice president of Armani Beauty, traveled with Mr. Armani and was with them for so many years. He played a pivotal role in the brand's success. The other thing that I remember so well is that Tim is a cancer survivor and an advocate for wellness. And so his new venture, Halo 42, reflects his passion for high-quality, transformative skincare. His journey in the beauty industry, combined with his liberal arts education from Albertus Magnus College, has prepared him to bring a fresh and mindful approach to luxury skincare. Tim, welcome to the Her Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so delighted to be here with you.
I've never looked better than when you did my face. I mean, right now, look at me. I'm makeup free. I'm doing that clean look all the time, other than, you know, a little bit of gloss and lip liner on my lips. But other than that, I kind of, you know, all I can think about is the best times I've ever had were with you. You taught me so much. and the Armani brand was absolutely out of this world. Remember how we met a million years ago? Oh my gosh.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Like, get me ready, get me ready. We're going on stage.
I know. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, and we're all panicking and freaking out. And you were there for when Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor, and we set up the huge tents for all of the talent going on stage, yours truly, and Maria Shriver and all the rest of them. I just, nothing but wonderful memories. I would trust you implicitly. I just close my eyes and just let you do it, because you are you're an artist. You just get it. Whatever got you into beauty in the first place?
You know, I honestly think I kind of diverted from it. I should have been it from the beginning, but I used to sit and watch my mom get ready when I was young. And I thought it was so extraordinary. And, you know, my grandmother was living in New York. She was kind of glamorous. Like, I love that whole idea of this transformation that would happen when a personality could kind of shift. You know, my mom had 7 kids, so you can imagine when it was time to go out on a date night, like, there was a lot of work that went into, you know.
Fun.
And that sitting in front of her beauty counter, all of a sudden, you know, the light would come out in her eyes. Things would shift a little. She'd be lighter. And to me, I thought it was so transformative. So all those years later, it just kind of fell into it. I went to go model for Mr. Armani, I don't know, 1,000 years ago. But I was more fascinated watching the models get ready than I was anything else. And that's kind of what led me into it.
How'd you meet up with him?
Accidentally. My first job out of college, I worked for Merrill Lynch. I was a broker. Like, I know, it's crazy.
What?
Cold act. But I worked for them all through school in New Haven, and then it was just the thing to do. So I went to Stanford, and then I moved to Fort Lauderdale. But I would go to the beach on my lunch hour rather than cold call people, because that was before we had any kind of anything. You literally picked up a hard phone line and they give you a book and you just dialed people. And that didn't work for me. So I would go to the beach to work on my tan, and I got recruited to go modeling. And I'm like, peace out, you know. And, you know, just kind of all felt like, but that feel like my whole life has worked that way. Like, I hear a little whisper of something that's calling me, I just go for it. And then
I love it.
You know, it leads to the next thing. You know, all those years later, when they were going to launch the Armani brand, I was in New York actually at L'Oreal being interviewed for an entirely different job. And when I went to get the elevator, who became my boss, Serge Giardini, spotted me, and I was wearing an Armani suit, and he was just like, come with me.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yes, sure. Sir. Okay.
And, you know, when I was younger, I think I kind of resembled Mr. Armani. So it was like, it was more based on like appearance than anything else. They didn't even ask if I knew how to do makeup. And it just kind of fell into line. And I had an extraordinary run with them. And as you said, like, some of the women I've met and stayed in touch with, and powerful. And to me, the beauty part of it was never the thing. It was just that little icing on the cake that gave you, it's like wearing your best outfit that suddenly you feel empowered, you stand up straighter, you know, and I recognize that in women and men. And that was where I just kind of dialed it in. You know, it's like, this is my world. These are my people.
It's like a posture corrector. I mean, every woman out in the listening audience right now is like, yep, I got it. I'm down with that one. The minute you feel good, suddenly you thrust your chest forward, your posture is corrected, and you just feel like $1 million walking into a room and doing whatever you have to do. It's just extraordinary what just some even basic makeup and beauty, because it's not just about makeup, it's beauty.
When this all came about after the pandemic, and after my mom died, and after all this other stuff, you know, we all have stuff, it all dialed down to me that, like, the moment really is just the self connection. And I think I've talked about this before. Really, my talent's always been in bringing out that I see people differently than they see themselves. And it's not about masking anything, it's really in a connection. And we do it with ourselves if we take the time in the mirror and you look yourself in the eyes and you really just kind of bring back that person that gets squashed down by so much, whether it's reading or comparing or what's happening in the world or whatever it might be, your family, your job. But when you actually connect with yourself and you recognize that this beautiful person was born and is still there, all of a sudden you glow differently and the beauty's there. And my job was easy. It was just kind of like a little tweak and this and that. But the light is where it comes on and you see it. You know, I see it all the time. When I work with people with cancer, when I work with anyone, it's the attention and seeing and being seen. And this is what I think is so important. That's why I love the beauty world still.
That's so interesting. Based upon your many years of experience, I'm just curious, what do you think of the beauty world now, flashing forward?
It's interesting because I think the pandemic, we saw a huge reset in people, first of all, going either with no makeup at all, and then recognizing on 8 million Zoom calls that they had to look a little better, but that was really lighting, and you know, so you could do things.
Get that filter going, you know.
We all kind of have become much more in tune with what we eat, what we put on our faces. I mean, you've always been, but in the beauty world, they're finally paying attention. This is where one of those buzzwords was mindful beauty that every major corporation was trying to tap into. But the reality is it's something that's very personal. So when we went to do this brand, we kind of launched it in a way that's very old school. We literally do parties and talk to people and go and meet people where they're at, because there was this huge problem with mental health going on and attachment. I thought life was easier because these kids have the internet. You can check everything. But quite honestly, it's more difficult. They're comparing things themselves to things that are completely impossible. And women of all ages, I mean, you know, my clients still come to me with an unrealistic view of who they should be at 50, 60 and beyond based on what they see.
And so are they doing like the youth thing? I want to look like, I hate to say, but that kind of like that whole Madonna weird thing.
Yeah, but I think people who are really in touch and in tune and, you know, unfortunately, this is why I love what you're doing with the podcast and what you've always spoken to. The magazines that we relied on just don't exist, you know, where you actually got...
Right.
People who live it, experience it, now it's all AI driven or whatever it might be. And it's not based on reality. It's funny when I heard you talk about menopause, where I remember being at one of those conferences with your friend who was doing that whole, I don't even remember what it was something with menopause and hair or something. And I remember being so fascinated then because I thought, well, nobody's talking about this. And now it's part of the mainstream conversation. Women are in different ways. I looked at what just went on even with the elections is like the fashion even, you know, Mr. Armani was really made famous for putting women in suits all those years ago. And then you see, we've come back to that. You know, it's always been his thing anyway. It's part of my thing is like, do away with the excess. It's not more is more. It's pare it down to who's there and what's the core. And well, it's like strength building, right? It's all about your core.
Exactly. In the basics, I've got to laugh. You know, I have this marvelous shopper in Saks in New York who always put things aside for me, especially when there was a sale, that four-letter word. And I must own, I would say easily 15 Armani suits that are timeless. The thing that's extraordinary is that they're timeless and they're just classic. And you know when someone is wearing one, there's that look to it and the rest of it. And I have always enjoyed that, to say the least, always looking for the simple, basic. And you're right. For a while there, suits weren't a thing with women. We did do it for a while, no question about it. I would say it began probably around the year 2000-ish. We started doing a lot more of the suits, and then they hung out for a while. And then all of a sudden, things kind of just got casual and more unstructured and anything goes. And I think we kind of lost a little bit of that. I see us circling back now.
Yeah, I see it too. I love seeing, other than this like no clothes trend at various ages, but it's like the superfluous, you know, has kind of gone away and we've gone back to classic styling, classic way of living, clean eating, clean beauty, things that like matter.
Yeah, that's so interesting. So one of the things that I wanted to have you share with everyone, because this really leads up to how you got involved with founding Halo 42, which I just love. Needless to say, I've got the products here and I thank you so much for sending them. I had to fight with my team, like, get your hands off that. That's mine. But seriously, you and I remember a long time ago, because we were doing work with breast cancer as well, if you remember. And it was, we did it with the Living in Pink Foundation in Washington, D.C., with my marvelous patient, Michelle Conley, who passed away from breast cancer. And I was their medical director. And remember, we had many conversations about this Tell us a little bit about your journey with that, because one of the reasons why your story and stories like yours, when you are a founder of a skincare and beauty line, there's always a backstory that's quite rich, and yours most definitely qualifies. So why don't you share a little bit about what happened?
Yeah, I mean, obviously all those years ago, 2007 actually is when I was diagnosed. And I was very fortunate because, much like you with your patient, I had a doctor that actually listened to me and did a little more exploring than is the norm. And I ended up at Mass General being treated, but it was a year-long battle where there was a time there where they told me I probably might never walk again. And I had the chemo and the radiations and the surgeries and all that stuff. But it was the first time, and I know I probably shared that with you, it was the first time that I recognized being treated differently because of how I looked. And it sounds so strange, but I remember clearly getting in the elevator one day after probably the third month, and I was having like very extreme 5 days a week chemo in the hospital. I mean, I withered down to 130 pounds. I had no hair. I wasn't tan. But I would go out to lunch every Thursday, whether it mattered or not, with my sister to the Four Seasons, because that's just how it was going to be. I got in the elevator one day, and a woman stepped back when she looked at me. And it really resonated. It's still with me to this day, because the first time I felt like, well, first of all, you can't catch cancer. But this, what people face is extraordinary on this look, on just one look, you know. And I've always kind of kept that in my head. And the years went on and went back to beauty. And I'm obviously walking and doing all that stuff. And then the pandemic came and my mom had dementia. And I did not want her living in a home because I thought I'd never see her again. So I quit my life. I moved to Florida. I took her out and I moved her in with me. And we spent 2 years together. I took care of her 100%.
Was this during the pandemic?
Yeah, during the pandemic. Oh. And quite honestly, it was the most beautiful experience of my life. And I did it all on social media because my mom would be on camera and she would recognize her younger self because I would make her glamorous like she was when she was young. And it became a thing. NBC did a story on us and all this stuff. And I saw, honestly, again, it reminded me the healing, amazing touch of beauty and what it does. And paying attention to someone rather than just putting them away because they don't serve a purpose. And then out of the blue, I read a book called My Suicide Race by who became my business partner, Mark, because I had lost my little brother, my partner of 20 years, and one of my dear friends, all to addiction in the space of a very short time. And I just couldn't understand what it is that some people can't shift. Like me with cancer, I'm like, you find the doctor, you find the plan, you get it in your head, and you move on. You know. So when I read Mark's book, and here's the guy who went from being suicidal, a heroin addict, COPD, totally probably be on something at 30 years old, and now a 6-time Ironman, I wrote to him, and it turns out he was moving to Florida 2 miles from where I lived that day and was doing in-person coaching. I'm like, sign me up. And we just started working together, and our stories resonated in what happened with him, what happened with people all the time, is if someone finally sees you, and a lot of times the seeing you has to be yourself, and you recognize one thing that you can hold on to as hope, like with me with the cancer, I would go and put self-tanner on because I was like, if I can't be anything else, I'm going to be tan. With Mark, it was he finally brushing his teeth and they told him to do it mindfully. And once he could do it and not bleed, one thing led to another. And it's the same path. And then he got talking to me about like, well, that's a big jump from COPD to Ironman 6 times. And he was taking this copaiba in his tea, like a resin, and it healed his lungs. So being obviously inquisitive, and I'd never heard it before, and I'd worked all over the world with Mr. Armani, we went to Peru and went to the Amazon and like looked up the tree and then met with them and saw what they've been doing for centuries with this resin, much like they tap maple syrup, on how they treat skin health. And it resonated with me because I only like using organic things on my skin now. We came back, we found a lab in Charleston who magically like appeared to us through another connection, a friend of mine who was losing her battle with breast cancer. The family resonated. They put it together. We made a formula. We tested it the first year, really just like ourselves. And quite honestly, Women's Wear did a story on us before we launched. And I thought I was going to lose my mind because we weren't prepared for that. We didn't have that kind of fun behind us to distribute anything. It was like pull back. And we just did our thing. And we went around, we went to hospitals, we went to triathletes, we went and tried, well, gave it to them, try it, see what it does. And the results were extraordinary. And then we kind of expanded the line. Now we have the eye oil, which won a new beauty, Best of Beauty award last year, which is really unbelievable because we don't do any marketing. It's all because it works and people trust me. And that's where this whole thing started. And it kind of just moved from there. And really our whole halo, the name even, came to Mark in a dream about having an upside down rainbow. I look it up. They're part of the halo family, circumferential arcs. And what I loved about the story was that you can see a rainbow anytime there's a storm. There's always hope after something happened. With upside down rainbows, they're around. Pilots see them. You can see them out of the corner of your eye at 42 degrees. And the idea is that you don't have to wait for a storm to pass to recognize what's already there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everything in life. And we go and we teach these classes on really just taking care of yourself. I hear it on the plane all the time. It reminds me every single time. You know, when they talk to you about, God forbid, it crashes, give yourself the oxygen first, because you can't help your child or whoever if you can't breathe. And that's really where the basis of our brand came from.
So is Cobaiba an essential oil?
Yeah, so it's actually a phytocannabinoid. You know, someday you'll have to talk to Mark because he speaks your language. But it's sourced from the tree. They don't destroy the tree. They're 4,000 gallons can come from a tree over a year in the Amazon. And it's a resin. So they use it and they just kind of like how we would use aloe vera, you know, to treat something natural. And then when we saw that they've been using it, and in South America, if you mention Copaiba to anyone, I mean, they even put it in their beauty products there. And it just hasn't happened in this country yet. So we started really just testing the product and the results were extraordinary. I use it literally head to toe as my moisturizer. You can use it in your hair. There's no barrier to skin type. There's no age barrier. And I felt like that was important. And I use it under makeup to give it a little extra glow. I was just doing this wedding in Fisher Island this weekend. You know, at all different ages and different points, people forgot how to take care of themselves. And they just open up their makeup bag half the time for me. Nobody's ever cleaned anything. It looks like there's some bacteria living on the brush. You know, so forget about the new lip color. Let's get your skin looking good, you know?
I know. Seriously, will women think that they can just slap on some foundation and cover up all the bad stuff and whatever? But, you know, at the end of the day, what you're talking about is starting with a clean palette and a very healthy one at that.
Right.
And so that's kind of where we're going with this. And so tell us how long this has been on the market.
So we launched just about 3 years ago and we did it. We're online, of course, halo42.com. And then in spas, we're in hospitals, in their gift shops, because it's a really great gift to give someone for healing. In interesting places like fashion boutiques, we do these wonderful, either on Zoom or in person, trainings with multi-generational. I like to have like mothers, grandmothers, kids, whatever. Nobody's allowed to have a phone. We teach them again how to do their skin and then show them how to use what they already have with the makeup, because of course that's a talent I have. So I tap into that to be like, okay, so now we're going to edit down what's there. These are your core items. You don't need all that other stuff. And when you want to add something playful, that's interesting. But really, it's really just connecting with yourself and with your community so that there's this real appreciation for beauty and not this idea of unattainable or a really extraordinarily disfiguring look that some people have started to do.
Well, no, there's no question. I think that this is a struggle most women have. There's way too much comparison going on. To your point, social media is not exactly the greatest place. Everything's been doctored in pictures with Adobe and video with filter, and you know, it just goes on and on. After a while, you don't know what's real. And actually, when real actually happens, you're dumbfounded. It's like, wow, is that really what a person's supposed to look like? Good Lord. Instead of all this, you know, with the eyelashes that are 2.5 feet long and looking kind of ridiculous on a very young person and all the rest of it. And then you go to the other end of the spectrum. And, you know, I think one of the biggest challenges is that with aging, a lot of women struggle with how do you take care of yourself over the age of 50, 60 and beyond? What's okay? I love it when I talk to a woman who's like 60 or 65. She goes, oh, I'm using the same stuff I used when I was 40. I'm like, why? You're different. I mean, don't you agree?
100%. Our skin is different. We lose pigment. There's so much that happens. And it's not bad. It's just a fact of life. So there's better products. There's better attention you can do. and our face shifts a little, regardless of what you do. And there's nothing wrong with augmenting anything, I think. But it's being honest with yourself and then figuring out what works for me now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sometimes we need that one person who kind of gives you an honest side eye, like, you know, it's time.
It's like, take that dress off and just return it and slap the person who sold it to you, you know, because that should never have happened.
It's not this, I mean, a friend of mine, a client to this day, I actually met from Maria at that first weekend. And you know, she's been in some extraordinary positions in the last several years. She reminded me the other day how we met was when she got ready to walk out on that stage. And I looked down, I was like, you're not wearing those shoes, are you?
No, you know. Well, the nice thing I love about you is that you are that valuable, transparent, authentic person. And you're going to call it as it is, period. End of story. I trust you implicitly because I love your sense of humor. It's like, what were you thinking? Do you actually own a full-length mirror? You might want to use it every now and then.
You don't need every trend at the same time to show you can buy it. You know, it's like, why?
You know, there you go. So now you have this thing. You know, it's interesting. I've watched you now reinvent yourself. And one of the biggest lessons I love to really discuss with people on my wonderful podcast here is the whole issue of reinvention.
Right.
And that is transitioning from one thing to another, leveraging what just took place in your life and then taking it to another level. Would you ever have thought that you would have done skincare line?
No, I've talked about this. Hand to God, if the pandemic hadn't happened, I'd still be running around after Mr. Armani to this moment. And not that there was anything wrong with that, but I have such a different appreciation for everything now because I live a life that I love, that I've created. I don't have to answer to anyone's thoughts on the proper marketing tool or whatever. If I make a mistake, it's all on us.
I can't tell you how many people I've had on the podcast and otherwise who have told me that the whole pandemic thing was life-changing in so many interesting and strange ways. It's like in the midst of difficulty lies opportunity. A lot of people who were sidelined during the at least a couple of years, found other things that compelled them to want to make a significant change. And they never would have done that because they were running on the usual gerbil wheel of life and never had a moment to just like, whoa, so this is what stillness is. So this is what just being with yourself is. And the other transformative piece is for you, your mom. And I'm sorry about your mom.
Thank you.
And, you know, so you've got your mom, you had the whole lockdown thing, a moment to think, meeting up with Mark, who became your business partner. And I think that that's such a beautiful thing. It's like people have heard me say this so many times now. Let's all chant it together. Dr. Peake's favorite motto, and that is life is either a daring adventure or nothing at all. And that was from Helen Keller. So I always go with the daring adventure. Why not?
You know, last summer, we got it in our brain. I didn't know where Idaho was, quite honestly. And Mark was doing Ironmans. I'm like, you know what? We should do a road trip and I'll do pop-ups along the way. So we went on. I live in West Palm Beach, Florida. Idaho is the complete polar opposite end of the days. 12,000-mile drive over 6 weeks through the mountains or whatever. It was extraordinary. We ended up dialing in who our client was, meeting people where they live, who just were normal Americans, like having a life. I spent 20 years being in like Beijing, or I felt like that Carly Simon song, you know, you're where you would should be all the time. But when you actually just decide to be where you are, and you, to your point, slow down and take a look around, there's so much magic just in front of us, and we can create from that.
And that's the weird thing that happened during lockdown. And that is that all these people never had stillness. Some did well with it, some not so much. Some people had to numb themselves. So I just saw a statistic the other day that, needless to say, alcohol consumption shot up, and especially among women. And post-pandemic, it's still there. So people are still drinking at the same rate. But the way I look at it is not so much drinking, it's anesthetizing yourself.
Right. I did a talk recently at the Cancer Center here. I did that all those years ago. And finally, I was like, I don't need to do this anymore. But I forget that people don't know me now. So people see you the way they see you now. And sometimes they need the backstory to realize that we've all had trials, tribulations, or whatever. So I gave that talk and I did say something along those lines. Like, we get a moment, you decide. I'll never forget the night I was going for my first PET scan. I read a quote by Eleanor Roosevelt about strength. And I thought, I just took that to heart. I'm like, well, that's going to be me. I'm not going to be that person who's going to pity party and all that stuff. And I was like, tell me what it is and let's go. You know? Let's go.
Well, you know, so here's your journey. Probably one of the most respected beauty experts in the world, traveling the world with Armani. I had the utter pleasure of meeting you, befriending you over decades now. And there you are doing your thing. And then lockdown changed things. Yeah. And then your mom passing away.
Really, it's what mattered. I would not have that. And my mom and I were close all along, but I would never have had that if the pandemic hadn't happened. And she taught me about love again. And then, you know, in the middle of that, Isaac, who you met somewhere along the line, we were together all those years, he died. And then my little brother, it was like, okay, well, that's gone. Now, what else do you want to take away? Because now I'm going to just focus on what's in front of me. And let's create something magical that helps people heal. Because isn't that what we're all here for? Is just to keep sharing and loving and glowing differently. And I still do some, you know, I was with Diane Lane all year. She was doing this show, Swans. And she was so funny because during the pandemic, she was filming a movie with Kevin Costner. So I would be on Zoom with her because she couldn't have a makeup artist on set. She was in Canada. So I would talk her through her makeup on camera every day for like however long. And my mom would be, you know, somewhere in the house listening. So finally, after like a week or two of this, you could hear her little perking up in the bathroom, like, oh, So they kind of got to know each other virtually. And then when mom passed, Diane wrote to me and she said, you know, I watched that Bond and whatever. She was like, please write the book. I want to buy the rights because I want to play your mother. Oh my God, that would be.
Oh, that would be phenomenal.
Just because it resonates, you know, like it's real.
So tell us about the products themselves. Tell us all about Halo 42. Why'd you call it Halo 42?
It really was when I first started speaking with Mark, I wanted to help him do something. I didn't want to be in beauty again. I was like, you know, I was done with it. And now I've got this I'm focusing on. I thought, well, I'll help him. He had gotten me back in the gym and made me actually really love being back in this space. But I hated the clothes and that was his thing. He would always dress like a little outrageous. He would go to buy stuff at Lululemon and they wouldn't let him shop in the women's department to get colorful stuff. You know, this is 5 years ago. And his thing was like, we could do fashion because everybody hears Armani and they think like, okay, I know all about it. I said, well, you know, I have some contacts, but like, that's not my space. But when I listened to his story about overcoming his addiction, it was really in this mindful recognizing his beauty. And I asked him that one day, like, when did you finally like get it? And he said it was when someone made him slow down, look in the mirror and recognize he could do the smallest thing. And that's when I was like, yeah, that makes sense. And then when the dream came about the upside down rainbow, and I looked it up. Now, of course, I got the story half wrong, I'm sure, but they're part of the Halo family. And I thought, well, I love that name because it's happy. You see an upside down rainbow, it's like a smile. And the 42 is the refraction of light. And our idea is that just recognizing yourself every day and taking time, which is where the thoughtfulness of why we did these products, if you can shift your own mindset so that you're kinder, brighter, happier to start the day with your family, whoever you're, it's like a ripple effect that happens because you know, you see it all the time. When you walk into a room and you've always been that way, you kind of light up and then it sparks people.
My most favorite things here, right? I mean, everything I absolutely love, but I love this face and body elixir, which I just think is phenomenal. And then the eyes. The eyes for me have always been an issue because when things get near my eyes, don't like to, you know, they maybe get irritated. But there's also an incredibly delicate smell here. There's a fragrance.
Right. So it's all coming from partly from the copaiba, the rose hip, the marula. And the idea is that you be gentle with yourself. Even with the elixir, you know, when we do our classes, we show people like you pump it into your hand and then you have to breathe it in for a moment. It does work on the cellular level to kind of settle.
You're right. And what is it that I'm smelling when I do this?
So some people pick up more of the rose hip. I feel the frankincense
The copaiba is a very warm, earthy scent too. And then the jojoba is really just to give it the glide.
It just smells so natural and it's so light on my skin, yet I can feel really, you know, it's just wonderful. The reason why I'm bringing this up for everyone out there in the Herb podcast land is that when these kind of products emerge in our life, again, the backstory is almost always somebody who had an awakening somewhere along the line. And Tim, you've had the history of your cancer, and thankfully you've done extremely well after all of that years ago. But it also kept you very authentic and honest about what all this is about wellness and health. And then I think having your mom pass away during COVID, but your ability to spend 2 years with her, what a gift, a priceless gift to be able to be there for her. That also changed you. You found another level of love.
Exactly. And it's kind of like I did her memorial, you know, the video and all that. And when you look at, there's a picture I put at the beginning of her taking me home from the hospital, the look on her face of holding me. And then I was with her, I did her hospice care. And I was with her and I was doing her manicure as she passed. And if that same bond, and this is what's so interesting, is that life is just a circle of life. That's all it is. So if we can take our time to appreciate, and this is why for me, even with the beauty products, things that actually become a part of your life that you're going to use that make you feel in touch with yourself at whatever point you're at. And the more we can get women to understand, men too, that it's okay to be 50, 60, 70, whatever the number is, it doesn't matter. Get rid of that preconceived thing about I'm old. I hate when people say that to me. If I thought, I mean, I'm old now by my old standards. When I was 30, I don't hear somebody was 58. I'm like, oh my God, you know, whatever. But now I see Cher at 80 or whoever she is. Or it's like, okay, everybody's got their moment. Mr. Armani is 90 and just did a show in New York. We can just keep our mind, appreciate who you are, and kind of appreciate the subtle changes. We're not meant to stay the same forever.
Well, you know, the other thing too is that, I mean, that's the realistic piece of this. But the other thing too is my usual rant and rave. So wipe shock off face. And that is physical activity and clean nutrition really are the fountain of youth. There's no question about it. And when people say, well, I want to do this with my face and that with my face, I just saw another article, a blog that came through today that said how to decrease, I swear, this is for real. I'm writing my next book and this is going in under the myths part. And that is how to decrease the fat in your face. Okay, so I read this and I'm like, okay, this is just so bad. And then, of course, they have you do these ridiculous exercises and whatever. And I don't want to break anyone's heart, but your face will never look more youthful, more glowing than after you exercise. Yeah. And when you do physical activity, your body, trust your body to redistribute the total amount of fat fuel exactly where it belongs. But you got to do it consistently. You can't just like wash your face once a week. You got to be able to do the same thing with your physical activity. And you look so amazing and fit. And it's work. And you got to stay consistent because there is zero, listen to me, people, zero wiggle room after the age of, say, 50 and 60. You remember the old days when we can kind of trash ourselves on a Friday night and maybe even, you know, continue it Saturday. And then by Monday, we're like, oh, we're all so cool. And you can get into that little black dress, you know, by Friday again. No, it ended. That's it. Full stop. You can't do that anymore. Not that you should trash yourself at any age, but people just sort of, you have to honor these incredible years you've lived, and a healthy lifestyle is absolutely what crushes it. That's what crushes it.
And that's so part of it. I heard you say at the beginning of the podcast, our tagline is mind, body, beauty, because it can't all just be from the outside. It comes from within and finding the thing that keeps you moving. Like Mark made me realize that I forgot I love to swim. I am in that pool every morning at 5:30 now doing my training, and it shifted my life because I get out of there. I was like, and then I do the cold plunge.
And it became like a challenge. Now I'm at 6 minutes, so I get all excited, you know. So,
I know. It's like, let me out of this cold thing. You know, I've done it, and it's like, okay, I'm awake now. I'd rather just do that in the shower, quite frankly. I'll just crank that sucker over to cold and stand there for a little bit. It's great for your hair, by the way. It makes your hair very shiny, and most people know that, but pretty cool stuff on the overall. All right. So as we kind of circle back now, I just can't tell you how wonderful it is to see you and to see your reinvention and to look at what you've done inspired by so many milestone life events. It's just amazing. So what I would love for you to do is I would love for you to just gift everyone out there in the Her Podcast land with just something that you can say to make them feel okay about their own definition of their own beauty.
Interesting. I just had this conversation this weekend. I was at a wedding with the bride. Was not the one. It was the mother of the bride. And she came to me. She's like, I just don't feel beautiful anymore. And she was a striking woman, right? I said to her, you have to put out whatever is that little bug in your head and just remember, look yourself in the mirror, take a moment and say, I love you. And it is so powerful because we forget to love ourselves. And I swear it's the most amazing beauty trick in the world. It's better than the top red lipstick. If you can actually look in the mirror and recognize, even if it takes a few seconds, because it does for some people, it's like the same thing when I meet someone. If they look you in the eyes, it's a transformative moment. You see the sparkle, because when you have that light in you, you share it.
Yeah, it's really, at the end of the day, self-compassion and self-love. Both of those are so unbelievably important, especially at a time when we need all the support we can get to be able to, you know, really navigate the years of aging in a big way. How can people learn more about Halo 42?
Oh, they can go to our website, www.halo42.com. And if you scroll down to the bottom, we have different things. We have a free, you can sign up for a daily meditation that we send out. That's just like a little nugget. Mark has this book he did, this called Beautiful Stream Called Life. And it's just, you open it up and there's just some little tidbit to take it or not in the day, but it makes you stop for a moment. And there's videos on there and talks about how to use our products. And we have links to, if you want to train with us, whether it's beauty or how to go properly grocery shopping, and that's more of his space.
So it's wellness.
It's all wellness and it's all community driven. And we give back and we like to work with different charities. And of course, we've been extraordinarily busy this season because I never know how to say no, but
Tim, you have not changed, not even a tiny bit. Everyone out there, we've been talking to the one, the only, Tim Quinn. And Tim was known as the vice president of Armani Beauty, spent so many years doing that. This is where I had the pleasure of meeting him. And now he's the co-founder of Halo 42 Skincare. And all you have to do is go to halo42.com, the website, to learn more. And I'm going to definitely sign up for the meditation. There is no question about that. Tim, I can't thank you enough for being on the Her Podcast.
Oh, thank you. And I look forward to your new book and our next tour de force, because you know I'm signed up.
Yeah, you better. I'm just saying, oh my gosh, this has been such a wonderful show. Can everyone out there hop on over to iTunes, rate and review this terrific episode, because we're all about your feedback. We like feedback. Okay, just like Tim said, who can you trust? You know, I'm going to trust you guys. And here's another shout out to our sponsor, Solaray, S-O-L-A-R-A-Y. Vitamins, minerals, and herbs rooted in nature. Run to solaray.com to learn more. Use promo code HER20. And at the same time, you're going to go to Whole Foods, Sprouts, Amazon. It's everywhere. All right. This has been another amazing Her Podcast. I'm Dr. Pam Peake, your host, and I want to thank each and every one of you for listening in and being such an important part of our Her Podcast community. Pop on over to drpeake.com to learn more about my work and social media. Join me every single week for another Her Podcast, where you're going to hear from extraordinary, entertaining, and engaging thought leaders like Tim Quinn as we share our wit and wisdom for you to enjoy. So remember something. Your time in this world may be limited, but the things you can do with that time are not. So get on out there and seize the day. Carpe diem, everyone. Have a great one.